Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Other obscure DC comic book superhero group.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly. Here's your hosts, Mark and John.
Guys, this is Mark Striegel, and you are listening to Talking Metal. I would like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for your support all year long. There are so many ways you can support what we are doing here on Talking Metal. One being by simply listening to our live 365 streams. They are on TalkingMetal.com. They are on MarkStriegel.net, and they are on MarkStriegelRadio.net. We recently added commercials to the stream. Now, it's not as bad as it sounds, guys. You get one 30-second commercial, you know, every 10 minutes or 15 minutes or so. Or, you know, you get two or three songs before you get hit with one of these 30-second commercials. When you listen to a commercial, you are supporting what we are doing right here. You are supporting my streams. You are supporting Talking Metal. You are supporting the Mark Striegel Show podcast. Because Live 365 calculates how many people listen to these commercials, and I get money back for any time a commercial is listened to. So you get all that great music that I've handpicked for you on stream A and B, and of course Victor, I'll give him credit, Marzeri 2005 from the Mars Attacks podcast helps me with stream A. So all the music we've picked for Mark Striegel Radio, you get all that great music, but you are getting hit with commercials. And believe me, I'm not breaking even on these streams, but when you listen to the commercials, it helps bring the cost down for me. So, and I love doing it. That's why I'm doing it. But I'm just asking to support by listening to the streams. I'm not asking for money today. I'm not asking for PayPal donations today. I'm not asking that you use the links, none of that stuff. All I'm asking is that you use the Live 365 players and listen to some great music on TalkingMetal.com. Having said that, our good friend CC Banana is on the show today. And if you go to iTunes right now and buy the song Split by CC Banana, you will be supporting our good heavy metal, hard rock, wimp metal, whatever you want to call it, fruit. His name, CC Banana. We love the guy. Great and always funny. Always puts a smile on my face. I hooked up with him out at the Cinderella show and was hoping to get an interview with Jeff LaBar, who plays some music on a new record called Whole Lot of Love, which is on iTunes, which I also suggest you get. Go to iTunes and download the Whole Lot of Love and All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks. It's up on iTunes now. But we're hoping to get an interview, CC and I, with Jeff LaBar. The show was much later than I was expected. expecting. I split, went home. I threw my recorder over to CC Banana. And what you're going to hear today is what I found on the recorder after CC Banana took off with it post-Cinderella concert, Starland Ballroom, New Jersey. Anyways, this is Split. Go support my friend, CC Banana, by buying this song on iTunes. As always, we have links up in today's show notes. Buy Split by CC Banana on iTunes and listen to Mark Striegel Radio on Live 365 to support what we do here on Talking Metal. Happy Thanksgiving.
Got no manners and I'm not too clean, but I know what I like if you know what I mean. What'll people say? Oh, Mr. Can't you see? It don't mean Split to me. Lord above, what a lot of woman with a lot of love. Well, thin is in, but it's plain to see. It don't mean Split to me. She gets down on all fours. Let the neighbors talk, but can't you see? It don't mean Split to me. No. Ow.
Yes, hello, attention, Talking Metal listeners. This is CC Banana, the rock and roll fruit. I have taken over the Talking Metal podcast. Repeat, I, CC Banana, have taken over Talking Metal. Mark Striegel, who normally would be talking to you in this podcast, is out of commission for some reason. And apparently the reason is he was bound and gagged and he's in a closet somewhere. I mean, well, not that he's in the closet. I mean, he's a happily married man, you know, from what I hear from his PR person. But still, he is not here, so I will take over the reins of Talking Metal temporarily before somebody finds and or unties him. Okay, tonight we are at the Starland Ballroom. Ballroom in New Jersey, where Cinderella, the band that made you feel like traveling down that gypsy road while you shake, shake, shake your booty. No, wait. I combined two things into one. The point is, I'm here, Mark's not, and I am going to interview the members of Cinderella, who are now on their 25th anniversary tour. They put on a great show. Everybody was hot and bothered to once again name a song that they sing, even though it didn't come out tonight. But still, I have been invited backstage to talk to the guys from Cinderella, and now I will enter the building, and once again, Mark Strigl is not here. Okay, yes, hello. Once again, this is CC Banana, and I am backstage at the Starland Ballroom about to interview the members of Cinderella. There's, of course, there's Tom Kiefer, the singer. There is Jeff LaBar, the guitar player. There is Eric Brittingham, the bass monster. And there is Fred Curry on drums behind the scenes or behind the stage there, at the back of the stage. Hello, Fred. Hello, Eric and you are the two guys. Listen, I have a couple of questions. I took some notes. I enjoyed your show. I took some notes. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. I'm going to look at my notes and ask you some questions. I got to know a couple of things. Let me see. You know, I love the show, guys. I love the show. I'm a big fan of the Cinderella, but I got to ask you a couple of questions. I've always wanted to know. For example, you do that little musical thing called Bad Seamstress Blues. You played that tonight. Bad Seamstress Blues. I have always wanted to know, is that because you're singing the blues about a bad seamstress, or is it because you were doing the seamstress blues badly? I have never known. I've always wanted to know. It's like that whole purple people eater thing, you know. Is the purple people eater purple, or does he eat purple people? No one knows the answer to these things. Please let me know if you know. Jeff LaBar, you're a great guitar player. You're a good man. You have funny-looking blonde streaks in your hair for some reason, even though you're 49 years old or whatever it is. I got to know. I love you. Please know this is coming from a place of love and appreciation. But, oh, my God, dude, when did you become Diana Ross? Oh, my God, Jeff LaBar, you're changing clothes like 7 times in a 45-minute set. When did you become Bette Midler? Why are you such a diva? You know, the other three guys, you know, Eric's up there. He wears one outfit for the whole show, the little black and white number, you know. Fred's in the back there. He's wearing his little Han Solo vest and a white T-shirt. You know, Tom's wearing his 19 scarves. You know, God love him, middle of August, he's wearing 19 scarves for some reason. You, every minute and a half, you're ducking into Bobby's dream house back there and coming out with a new ensemble. Come on, Miss Ross. Quit doing this to the pants. What did I say? Every word of that was funny, except for the last part where I said pans. by combining people and fans mistakenly. Anyway, what else did I want to say? Fred, you know, in addition, you know, to being the drummer, you're also a very popular person unto yourself, you know, because I know that you are very popular. You're very popular in India, from what I hear, because your last name is Curry. That's true, because they love the curry in India. They put that on everything over there. They put that in their cereal, you know, over there in India. That's why they smell so good. The Indian people, they love the curry, you know. And Eric, you know, I got to say, Eric, you know, I'm very glad you're still in the band, 25 years running. You look great, you know, but you look different than you did back in the heyday when you would grow your hair to the sky and it was blonde. So I got to ask, you know, how many times a day when you're coming into the venue do people think that you're just the roadie for Cinderella? Do they know that you're actually the bass player, or do they think you're carrying amps and crap in? You know, let me know. I'm a little bit curious. Tom, you know what, man? You're a mysterious person. I don't always see you out and about, you know? The other guys, they kind of mingle a bit more. You're very mysterious. You're in the shadow, which is why I was all the more excited when I saw so much of you this past year. You know, because when you were on TV, you know, judging American Idol, that was very exciting because I haven't seen you in so long. You know, when you told people they sucked, I believed it. You know, that was very exciting with you and that clone of Paula Abdul and the non-white member of Zebra, Randy Jackson. It was very exciting to see you up there, all three of you, you know, on American Idol. What else did I want to tell you guys? I got some notes here. I got a couple of notes. Oh, you know what I was very disappointed in? My ability to keep talking nonstop. That's what I was disappointed in. Anyway, I'm back now. You know what I was hoping to see? John Corabi. I love John Corabi. You know, former singer of Motley Crue, The Scream, Union. He's a very talented guy, you know, but he wasn't on the show tonight. You know, he wasn't on the bill for some reason, you know. And I just wanted to know, is that because you found a better use for that $20? Is that why is that why John Corabi wasn't here, you know? Or is it simply a matter of, you know, you would tired of having the tour bus smell like a Spencer's gift shop? I know that it's one of the two. Get back to me on which it is. You know I love John, but still, it was very, very sad not to see him tonight. What else did I want to say? Jeff, you know, I'm always curious, you know, in the summertime, I know you like a good cookout. You know, you're out there in the backyard with your hamburgers and your hot dogs. When you do that, do you call it a Jeff LaBarbecue? Is that what you call it, the Jeff LaBarbecue? You know, come on over for some burgers and dogs at Jeff's LaBarbecue. I would come to that. Is what I would do. I would come to that. Listen, I got a question. This is for all of you, of course, as a group called yourself Cinderella there. You as the Cinder fellas, I got to know. Please, you know, again, you know that I'm a fan. You know that I love you, but I got to ask this in all seriousness. Who told you that Second Wind was a popular song? Oh my God, how many people have to pass out from boredom before you drop that from the set? Oh my God, the audience is so quiet during that song, I could hear people passing a Second Wind. That's how quiet it is when you're playing Second Wind. Not a bad song, but it was never popular, fellas. It's gotta go. Okay, I had a couple of more notes. What else did I want to say? I think that's about all I wanted to say. But still, you know what, Jeff? I was very excited about this, you know, because I was in the audience tonight. It's Jersey, you know. And, you know, when you're in Jersey, you see Jersey celebrities in attendance at the shows, you know. And I was very excited because I was in the audience and I saw Snooki. I saw Snooki in the audience and I said, oh, it's Snook. And then I said, oh, no, that's just Jeff. You know, and I got confused because, you know, he's similar in height and skin color there. But it wasn't Snooki. It was just, which made it all the more bizarre that he was kissing the situation. I don't know why that happened, but still, it was a great show. You guys rock harder than ever. Seriously, I could not have been happier that there were like 9,000 people crammed inside of that shoebox. Very excited for you. You earned every ounce of their adoration over the past 25 years, and you are still as fantastic as you ever were. I'm going to go untie a friend of mine who accidentally found himself bound and gagged in a closet. I don't know how it happened, but I'm going to go take care of that right now. Thank you all for letting a giant fruit roam around in your midst. This is CC Banana commandeering the Talking Metal podcast for these 5 minutes. Thanks, everybody. I'll check in with you one last time in a couple of minutes.
You told me.
CC Banana. I gotta come clean, people. I gotta tell you the truth. You know, normally I'm a very forthright and honest banana, but tonight I told a little bit of a fib. You know, the part about me being invited to see and hang out with the members of Cinderella backstage, that was true. It was true. I was invited, and it's true. I actually attended and hung out with the guys, but I gotta say, it was a different environment than I thought it would be, and it wouldn't have been cool to be annoying and bothersome as I tend to be whenever I open my mouth. So I let the guys have a break for tonight. I let them calm down. I let them cool off. I let them, you know, socialize casually with friends. And then when I was done, you know, schmoozing, I walked outside and I recorded all that monologue and all those little riffs and all that crap that I was just spewing, you know, because I thought it was, you know, I thought it was too good to go to waste. I am that full of myself, people, that I did a show for nobody. I was sitting in the banana mobile with nobody around, but pretending that the two things that did happen, both things happened, okay? Don't think for 1 minute that I made this up, okay? It genuinely happened that CC Banana, the lovable fruit, was in the presence of and talking with the members of Cinderella. And it really did happen that I called Jeff a diva, and I accused Tom Kiefer of being Steven Tyler, and I thought Eric Brittingham was a roadie, and Fred is loved by the Indians who love the curry. But everything else, you know, the juxtaposition was incorrect. You know, now just pretend. Take the two things in your head, people. Mash them up. You know, put them in the same place at the same time. CC Banana doing his thing with Cinderella in there, you know, being annoyed. And, you know, then you have what was supposed to happen but didn't. So I'm gonna go, you know, look for the key and let Mark out of his imprisonment. He's going to come back and, you know, and entertain you people again. Mark Strigl, everybody, he and John Ostrowski have done an amazing thing with his podcast over the past 6 years. I am always honored to be a member, or I should say a guest of the show. I'm a member of the family. I was the very first guest on their very first show, and they've honored me many a time, bringing me back. Who knows if I'll be on again someday, you know, now that I've taken over the show. But still, they're very kind to me. I should never have taken over the show. But still, you know, Banana's got to do what Banana's got to do, or some version thereof. CC Banana signing off. Thank you all. Look for me at ccbanana.com. Come check me out. I have a song on the All-Star Salute the Fat Chicks album called Whole Lot of Love. I did a cover of Spit by Kiss. I got a couple of members of ZO2 and other band that I'm not allowed to mention on there, or I get a cease and desist from their fucking lawyers. But still, it's a good song, and Kelly McLeod is on there. Very, very Charlie Zelaney. Lots of good stuff. Check it out at splitscreenentertainment.com. All your favorite songs about loving the large and lovely lady performed by members of LA Guns, Quiet Riot, Cinderella, Twisted Sister, Wasp, Trickster, the list goes on and on. Danger, Danger. Oh my God, please, people, do me a favor. Check out Whole Lot of Love, the All-Star Salute to Fat Chicks, CC Banana, signing off. May the force be with you.
I count the falling tears, they fall.